Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, Acts 2:4. With this gift, Peter and the apostles were able to preach the gospel to the various nations that were assembled in Jerusalem at the Feast of Pentecost. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God, Acts 2:11. The second time when one had the ability to speak in tongues was at the house of Cornelius, as Peter preached the gospel to the Gentiles for the first time. On the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God, Acts 10, 45-46. The third occasion is when Paul came to Ephesus and clarified the difference between the baptism of John and the baptism of Jesus. Following their baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus, Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied, Acts 19:5-6. Divers kinds of tongues was only one of the gifts which was present in the church of God at Corinth, 1 Corinthians 12:10. It is reasonable to assert that these gifts had come upon the members of the church in Corinth by the laying on of the hands of Paul. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds, 2 Corinthians 12:12. The Holy Ghost came upon the apostles at Pentecost and upon the house of Cornelius to demonstrate God's approval of the salvation of the Gentiles. Other than these two occasions, gifts were only acquired by the laying on of the apostles' hands, Acts 8:17-18. The purpose of these gifts were to serve as a witness of the testimony of Jesus Christ. The salvation of the Lord was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will, Hebrews 2:3-4. When the completed revelation of God came, there would be no further need of a witness to the testimony of Christ. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away, 1 Corinthians 13:10. As the apostles and those upon whom they laid their hands went forth into all of the world preaching, there was the necessity of the confirmation of the message. Once that revelation was complete, and the last apostle died, all of these gifts would cease. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them that believe, 1 Corinthians 14:22. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.